Welcome back to the Summer of Psych. Today, I'm going to be talking about factitious disorder. It should be noted that all of these episodes are designed to be a general overview of the condition that's focused on in the episode. There are a variety of different levels of these conditions as well as different subcategories. The things I talk about are simply what is most common in people with these conditions. Everything I say is from reliable, accredited sources. Due to the ever-evolving state of psychiatry and treatment of mental conditions, I will not be looking into current or possible treatments. Factitious disorder is a psychiatric condition where people will trick others into believing that they are sick by appearing to be sick, making sure that they do get sick, or by self-harm. This condition can also occur if people try to present others as sick. Oftentimes, this is a family member trying to present a child or a younger relative as sick to other people. People with factitious disorder might make up symptoms or even alter medical tests to convince others of their need for treatment. It's important to note that people with factitious disorder aren't trying to make up a new condition to win a lawsuit or get out of work. They are conscious that they are making up their symptoms and conditions, but aren't necessarily conscious of their motivations for their behavior, or why this behavior is necessarily an issue. These individuals will continue to feign a condition, even if they're presented with objective evidence, or if there's no benefit or reward to them being sick. Signs and symptoms of factitious disorder can include things like vague or inconsistent symptoms, conditions that seem to get worse without any apparent reason, conditions that don't respond to treatments that usually should help the symptoms of the condition, seeking treatments from numerous doctors, hospitals, or clinics, and feeling reluctant to allow doctors to actually talk to the person's friends, family, or other healthcare providers. They might also feel eager to have risky treatments or be tested for a condition, and possibly have prior surgical scars or other evidence of numerous prior procedures. Childhood trauma, histories of personal illness or that of a loved one, depression, personality disorders, a desire to be associated with doctors or medical centers, those in the healthcare field, self-identity, and esteem issues, among many other things, can all make someone more likely to develop factitious disorder. All of my research for this episode was from the Mayo Clinic. No statement, phrase, or episode in the series or any episodes of this podcast are intended to treat, diagnose, cure, prevent, or otherwise change your mind or body in any form or manner. This podcast, and this series especially, is meant purely for educational purposes for the common person. Please do not rely on any of the information I share in this podcast in any way for your medical treatment. If you feel like you may have a condition mentioned or not mentioned in my podcast, do not come to me. Instead, immediately go to a trusted psychologist, therapist, counselor, or other reliable source of information and help for further guidance. Never disregard professional, psychological, or medical advice, nor delay in seeking professional advice or treatment because of something that you have heard or read from this podcast.